Hi folks, welcome to Luke with Luke. Welcome to a new year. Happy New Year to you. Just to let you know, one or two changes that will be occurring. I'm going to continue Luke with Luke till next week, and then I've got a change I'll explain at the end of this week and the reason why. Also, I normally put this up on my webpage as well as my personal Facebook, and that's going to all cease. Those of you who want to regularly follow this, the best thing to do is subscribe on the YouTube channel, or you can get it on the kind of general Facebook page, or if you use X or Twitter as it's called, you'll get send notices about that. But it's usually, I'll put up a summary each week, but it's usually, I'm just trying to kind of declutter a lot of stuff and trying to get my life better organized. Who knows? I do not know what is going to happen from day to day, never mind week to week or plans for next year or whatever. But I do want to continue looking at God's word. And on Sunday, and I'll put up the sermon for this, we looked at this passage we're going to look at this week, which is Luke chapter 2, verse 22 through to 40. And I just wanted to share some of that with you. We're on to verse 22 anyway. And so we'll read verses 22 to 24. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now, this idea of consecration is really important. In terms of understanding this in terms of the Old Testament, when the days of her purification were over, about 40 days, she was to bring to the priest at the entrance to the tent of meeting a year-old lamb for a burnt offering and a young dove, pigeon or dove, for a sin offering. She shall offer them before the Lord to make atonement for it, and then she'll be ceremonially clean from her flow of blood. Interesting, two things about this, by the way. One is, in terms of the purification that is required, it's interesting how the Hebrews were so into cleanliness, or God commanded them to be into cleanliness. There's a ritual washing, but there was a purpose and a meaning behind this as well. We've discovered the importance of washing hands through COVID, haven't we? And then also interesting that Mary and Joseph offered two pigeons. They weren't rich enough, I think, to afford a year-old lamb. Interesting also about this consecration, that the Lord wanted the firstborn male to be consecrated to him, whether animal or human. But the thing that got me with this was that this fee that was paid so that the child didn't have to go and serve in the temple was a fee of redemption. So here's the most amazing thing. The Redeemer was redeemed. Just as we saw Christ was circumcised, he was also redeemed. Now, he didn't need to be redeemed, but in a sense, he was redeemed for us. He carried all our sorrows. He bore all our sins. He was born under the law. He kept the law's penalty and everything else. So for me, that's just that with the circumcision is such a beautiful thing. Jesus was consecrated. You know, when a parent gave their child, they were consecrating them to the Lord. Think of it this way. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. He consecrated his son to us, to make us holy. I think that is just a beautiful and extraordinary thing. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. As you enter the new year, maybe the best way to think in terms of consecrating yourself to the Lord is not as a kind of New Year's resolution and a determination to do better, but just as a thankful response to the fact that God gave his son. How can we not give him all that is his anyway and consecrate ourselves to him. So God bless you, and hopefully see you tomorrow. Bye.